The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 478.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a journalist, and I'm really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Stephanie Truong. Stephanie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. First, Gina, thanks for having me on. Really excited to be on this podcast. I think more women definitely need to hear the message of self-confidence. I'm a journalist, as you said. The last 10 years since graduating college at Northwestern's journalism school, I've been in TV news as an anchor reporter in the beginning, and then I was at two TV stations in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, mostly NBC. And spent most of my time there as a special projects reporter.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Stephanie, what's your cultural background?
Taiwanese American. So yeah, born and raised in the Bay Area, lots of family in Taiwan.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So there's a lot here. There are a lot of different quotes. One that might not seem, I suppose, very obvious as a self-confidence quote, but that I learned recently at a retreat was, "It's solitary work you can't do alone." And I know that sounds kind of weird as a confidence sort of quote, but I really feel like, and this goes into, you know, the definition of what I feel is self-confidence, that self-confidence is when you really love yourself, just fully love yourself. And in that way, you don't need to rely on others and external opinions, but you're confident enough to really do some soul searching. And some of that soul searching work involves, you know, getting guidance from other people. So that's where that is. I know it's, again, not very obvious. And then the second one is also not very obvious, and it's not a quote. I won't read the whole thing. I just want to throw out for anyone who's interested to check out Rumi's poem, The Guest House, which is such a great piece of writing that talks about really acknowledging everything in your life, all that you're feeling, even the bad emotions, and just sort of surrendering yourself to what is and believing in the process. So I hope that doesn't sound cryptic or anything, but it's a poem, so I'm not going to read it. But again, it's by Rumi and it's called The Guest House. And then I don't know if maybe I'll just segue into, you know, the self-confidence definition because we're talking about it, but you know, we're human. It's a continuous process, the self-confidence, but you can reach a level of self-love where you appreciate other people's joys and successes and really truly feel it. And I feel that is when you've attained true self-confidence. And I think most of us understand the difference between confidence and cockiness. But for me, the latter can be mistaken for confidence, but it's actually a lack of confidence. It's like you're demanding respect instead of commanding it. When you're confident, you can naturally be you. And it's about humility. And, you know, she and I talked about this with you very briefly, but something that has really jarred me and awoken my true journey to self-confidence was actually after these 10 years of being a TV news reporter. You know, being a reporter, especially because it's the TV news medium, broadcast medium, there is an image that I'm projecting. And it was something that I had to really live, you know, beyond work. I was emceeing events. I'm considered a community, you know, sort of not figure, but I mean, a local, you know, just personality. So it was very, very externally based. Then I was already sort of going through my own little journey when in December of 2016, I was actually diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, I want to make very clear that the cancer diagnosis does not define me. Sometimes it can feel like it does. It does not define me. But it really did shape my story. And it actually stripped me down. It, you know, exposed a lot of me. I lost my hair during chemotherapy. It's growing back now. I'm happy to report. But, you know, this sort of level of stripping down was so foreign to me. And it actually forced me to sit still and really try and figure out who I am. And I learned a lot, especially in this last year. So I feel like sometimes it's hard because we're in such a fast-paced world. Social media, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, what have you, even Snapchat for a lot of people. But when you're able to disconnect from that and actually sit still and be able to do things without rushing to the next sort of agenda item, it is really liberating. And I actually feel that's only when I was able to discover what self-confidence really is. And lastly, on this sort of note, I don't want to draw on and on, but, you know, I always really loved my hair, really long hair, always had it, very sort of an, you know, symbol of femininity, I would say, for a lot of people. So when I lost it, it was hard for me to sort of redefine what I thought was beautiful, at least for me. I mean, I could always appreciate a shortcut on another woman and be like, wow, she's awesome. She can pull that off. I could never do that. In my situation, I wasn't really given a choice. And, you know, having to work through that was actually really a lot of work, a lot of emotion. And I went to this retreat and really worked through it and now love my hair. But that journey into self-confidence isn't just, you know, summed up in a quote you hear. Sometimes I remember I'd hear a really powerful quote and be like, yeah, and feel it. And then it would subside and regular life would take over. I feel like your journey to self-confidence is just so deeply rooted inside of you, requires a lot of introspection, acceptance of humility. It's a lot. It's a lot more powerful than I ever thought. And, you know, again, it's a continuous process and it'll go on forever as long as I live. But I've definitely done major work in defining and obtaining self-confidence that I never felt before. So I hope that all makes sense.
Yes, totally. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, we go through things that we can't explain. I mean, especially, you know, you being diagnosed with cancer. I mean, you know, sometimes it's like the end of the world for us, but you embraced it and learned to, you know, see in a positive light, and it helped you become, you know, the strong person that you are, you know, fighting for who you truly are, you know, no matter what happens. Like you mentioned, you're not defined by your circumstances, right? You can always come back up. And because of that, you know, like you mentioned, you found a new level of confidence that you probably never thought was possible. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, you know, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Sure, Sheena. I think, you know, this might not sound very obvious as a direct, you know, correlation to self-confidence, but I think introspection is so key. And along with that, you really need to disconnect from our, you know, social media world, our online world. So if you have the chance, just take some time. It doesn't have to be a week. It could be a day. It could be some hours, just however long you can devote to yourself without stressing out. So if you have a lot of work to do, if that's even just 30 minutes, then take those 30 minutes, find somewhere comfortable, sit there and just do your own form of meditation. I learned something very important after taking mindfulness classes in San Francisco. And that is, you know, meditation doesn't have to be whatever you see in the movies or hear about from other people. It doesn't have to involve any props or beads or anything. It's just breathing sometimes, as simple as that. But allowing yourself to sort of settle in and not be so inundated by all the emotions and thoughts that are running through you. I feel once you're able to find some peace, that's when you're able to really find a key to introspection. And I think, again, introspection is critical in terms of really achieving self-confidence. Sometimes we think we're becoming more confident in ourselves, but really it's just building more armor. There's nothing wrong with that per se, but I think it also, you know, is a detour in terms of really discovering who you are, what you want to do, what you want in life, and what makes you happy. I think all those things are, you know, related to your self-confidence. So I guess, again, to sum it up would be find some peace and do some real introspection. And that will be a great first step in achieving your self-confidence. And don't forget to just love yourself, because without loving yourself, you cannot, you know, be your best self for other people. And that's so important, especially today where everyone's trying to do everything. One thing I really love is the analogy of, you know, putting an oxygen mask on yourself first, right? When we're on the plane, that's what we hear. Make sure to put the oxygen mask on yourself before helping others. And I think that is such a great, metaphor for life. And I think that's something I try to live by now. And before, you know, I forget, I just want to say that I am channeling a lot of what made me feel like I was less confident in myself after getting diagnosed, and challenging all that pain and those memories into a lot of great energy. Actually, I'm devoting to starting a new company that I don't have a name for, but it's essentially to help other cancer patients, because it's a very difficult journey. So I think part of, you know, claiming your self-confidence too is being able to, again, really love yourself and see the good in different situations, because they really can be empowering. So, you know, I think that does it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those awesome tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, absolutely. So on Facebook, I believe it's Truong TV News. So Chuang TV News. And then Twitter would be Steph, Steph, my last name, Chuang. Although I am using Twitter a lot less. The best way, actually, going forward, I blogged about my cancer experience on this website that I had created for, actually, it's going to be my half company, but I had actually started it before I was diagnosed, called The Refract, and that's just therefract.com. That's going to turn back into, again, I was using it temporarily as my blog, and then now it's going to go back to its original purpose of storytelling, just about people. And so if you want to connect, that's going to be sort of one of my main, you know, sites that I focus on. So please, you know, find me there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Stephanie, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Stephanie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Stephanie for taking the time to share her story with us and tips on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Of course, Sheena. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.